On today's Kids Corner, there's been a robbery of a very valuable comic book in Turin.
Well, we have three suspects with both motive and opportunity.
Now what?
Now we go talk to the one lizard that can corroborate your stories.
Who?
Granny Gecko?
But why?
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Whoa. Sounds like a big hullabaloo going on in Liz's backyard. Looks like Liz, Maury, Scooter, and Lucille are all going at it. Let's see what's going on.
Quiet down, you guys! Everyone just needs to relax.
Relax? How can we relax?
Yeah, a crime has been committed. A terrible, awful crime.
Well, nobody's denying that.
Hold it! What? We're never gonna get anywhere if everyone keeps talking at the same time.
Yeah, she's right, you guys. We're in the hands of the Lizarardo Detective Agency now.
Wait a minute. That's you. Your agency.
Yeah, so I should know. Come on, let's try to keep our heads together, shall we?
Well, that's easy for you to say. Our valuable comic book is missing, and I know who took it.
So do I.
Come on, we all know who took it.
Oh, yeah, who?
Skink.
Well, it's nice to see that we all agree.
What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you both talking about? It's obvious Spike took the comic book.
No, Teddy.
Spike.
Skink.
Teddy.
Spike.
Skink.
Teddy.
Spike.
Stop! Come on, Spike and I are friends. He wouldn't steal from us.
Are you sure?
As sure as I am that you wouldn't steal from me, Scooter.
You know, we need to figure this out. We need to decide who had motive an opportunity to steal the comic book.
Who's it and what's it?
Motive and opportunity. Those are the most important things in solving any crime. Now, let's start at the very beginning. Where did you first see the comic?
It was at the comic book convention going on at the Clawberg Expo Center last week.
We all went together.
We spent half the day looking at different booths and displays, and then we saw it.
Guys, look!
Whoa! That's a number one copy of Mutant Lizard!
Oh, in mint condition!
Comic grade certified at 9.8. Possibly the best copy still in existence.
Wowie kazowie, the likelihood of ever coming across another copy in this condition is...
Yeah?
Well, that's not very good.
Oh, it can be yours for only $75.
$75?
Man, my dad said he had one of these when he was a kid. He was a huge Mutant Lizard fan.
Well, me too, and I still am a kid.
Can we look at it?
This comic is for serious collectors only. You have to prove you have $75.
Oh, boy, I don't have that much with me. Actually, I don't have that much, period.
No, me neither.
Neither do I. Besides, I bought a Ratman cape in the last booth.
I still can't believe you bought that.
Hey, I like Ratman.
Ooh, what if we put all our money together?
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey, wait, how much do you have, Scooter?
Yeah.
Let's see, $12.31.
All right, I got $14.29. How much do you have, Liz?
Let me see. $8.03.
We still only have $34.63. We're still way short.
So, okay, wait a second. You guys didn't have enough to buy the comic book?
Not right away.
Well, yeah, we decided that we were going to make the money to buy the comic.
Well, actually, we're going to earn the money.
Right, earn it. not make it. That would be wrong. Right. Sorry, bad choice of words.
So we pooled the money we had and put a down payment on a comic.
You know, so the guy would hold it for us.
I know what a down payment is. What happened next?
Well, we came back to Turin and got to work.
Man, we did all kinds of jobs for everybody we knew.
Yeah.
I raked an entire block's worth of leaves.
And I cut 12 lawns in 9 hours.
And I washed about 60 cars.
60?
Okay, well, maybe it was more like 20.
20?
Okay, 10. The point is, together we finally had enough for the comic book and a mylar sleeve.
Yeah.
Plus a backing board.
Ooh. A what?
Well, that's to keep the comic in top-notch condition.
Oh, gotcha. What happened next?
We decided to keep the comic at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Ah, the clubhouse. Not exactly the securest location in town.
No, but at least it kept us from arguing about who got to keep it at his house.
Oh, yeah. Point taken. Go on.
So, we took it to the clubhouse to read it.
And, how did you decide who would read it first?
We didn't.
Yep, we decided to read it all together.
At the same time?
Yep.
This is the most beautiful comic I've ever seen.
Man, I can't get over what great condition it's in.
Okay, all right. I'm ready. Maury, turn the page.
Nice job, Maury.
Yes. Yeah, you can't be too careful.
Okay, nutty and weird, but understandable. What happened next?
Well, when we were done, we decided on a secret hiding place for the comic book.
The only thing in this cabinet is a punch bowl, and that doesn't get used very often.
Okay, so we'll put the comic behind it. It's high enough so nobody will accidentally find it.
Ooh, good plan.
All right, now each of us needs to promise not to take the comic out of the clubhouse without letting all the others know.
I promise.
Me too.
So do I. Well, I guess we got nothing to worry about.
There's a missing comic book in Turin. Unfortunately, the comic belongs to Liz, Maury, and Scooter. Fortunately, the Lizarrado Detective Agency is on the job.
So, what happened after you all decided to keep the comic at the clubhouse?
Well, we all went home to change.
For the birthday party.
Huh? Yeah, Granny Gecko threw a birthday party there last night for her grandnephew, Colin.
Yeah, I was there too, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And so was Spike.
And Skink.
And Teddy.
And Spike.
And Skink.
And Teddy.
All right, enough. There were lots of kids there last night, but how many of them knew about the comic book?
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
You can't steal something if you don't know it's there.
Oh.
How many of the kids knew about the comic book?
I guess I told somebody.
Yeah, I suppose I did too.
Well, I didn't. Wait. Yeah, I told someone.
So, who all did you tell?
Look out, boys. Big bowl of punch coming through.
Oh, sorry, Granny.
So, Liz, I heard you were wearing a Ratman cape at the comic book convention.
Yeah, well, maybe I was, Teddy. What's it to you?
Nothing. I just heard you looked really funny.
Yeah? Did I look funny holding a mint-condition copy of Mutant Lizard Number 1?
What are you talking about? You don't have a Mutant Lizard Number 1.
Oh, don't I? Maury Scooter and I bought it.
All three of you?
Yep.
Where do you keep it?
In a secret hiding place, right here in the clubhouse.
You're fibbing.
Oh.
You three couldn't come up with enough dough to buy a used newspaper, much less an expensive comic book.
Oh, ha-ha. You want me to prove it to you?
As if you could.
You come with me.
You keep a priceless comic book in the kitchen?
Maybe. Turn your back.
What?
You heard me.
Why?
Look, do you want to see the comic book or not? Turn your back!
All right, all right. This better be good.
Oh, it is, Teddy, it is. Just feast your eyes on this.
Wow. You really do have a Mutant Lizard Number 1.
Oh, yeah, and in mint condition.
How much do you want for it?
Oh, trust me, Teddy, you do not have enough money to buy this comic book.
Every lizard has his price.
Forget it. Besides, I don't think my associates are interested in selling.
They don't even have to know.
Sorry, Teddy. Unlike you, I try to be considerate to my friends. I want to keep them.
And so, what did you do with the comic book after you showed it to Teddy?
Well, I put it back, but he must have seen where I put it.
Don't be so sure. I still think it was Spike. At the party, he came up to me and he wasn't happy.
Hey, Scooter! I have a bone to pick with you.
A bone? What are my bones?
Yeah, yours, Liz's, and Maury's.
What do you mean?
Well, I went to the comic book convention and found a mint condition copy of Mutant Lizard number 1.
Uh-oh.
So did you guys buy it or what?
Yes, we did.
Scooter, I wanted that comic book.
We all wanted a comic book.
But I collect Mutant Lizard. That's the only issue I don't have.
Really?
Where is it?
That's top secret information. I don't think I should tell you.
Come on, Scooter. I just want to peek at it.
Oh, okay. Here, come into the kitchen.
Come on, Scooter. Let's see it.
Okay, but you have to close your eyes while I get it out of a secret hiding place.
Ah, fine.
Okay, you can open them.
Whoa. That's in better condition than I remember. Man, this would look great in my collection.
So, what happened then?
Well, I put the comic back. Spike left, but he probably figured out where I put it, came back later, and took it.
Maybe not.
All right, Maury. Let's hear your tale.
Well, I was standing by myself, like I always do at parties, when suddenly I hear...
Hey, Four Eyes.
Huh? Huh? Hi, Skink.
Got a dollar?
Nope, I don't have any money.
You're telling me that you don't have any money at all?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. I spent all my money for the next couple weeks.
On what?
On something.
Like what?
Something I wanted.
Well, I didn't think you'd spend it on something you didn't want. So what was it?
Skink, I...
Look, Maury, you know I'm gonna get it out of you one way or another.
Uh-huh.
So just save me a lot of time and you a lot of black eyes and tell me, okay? What'd you spend the dough on?
A comic book.
A comic book?
Yeah.
You spent all of your money for the next several weeks on a lousy comic book?
Yes, but it's not lousy. It's a number one copy of Mutant Lizard.
Ooh.
Comic grade certified 9.8.
Hey, do I look like a comic book geek? Talk English.
Well, it's in really good shape.
Worth a lot, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, can I see it?
I don't think so, Skink. I bought it with Liz and Scooter.
So?
So I think they should know if I show it to anybody.
Hey, it's just as much yours as it is theirs. You can show it to anybody you want.
Well...
Where is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, that's okay. I already know anyway. It's in the kitchen.
Who told you that?
You did just now.
Oh, man.
Oldest trick in the book. Oh, so where in the kitchen is it?
Well, it's in a super secret hiding place, and that's all I'm saying.
Excuse me, boys. I need to put this punch bowl down somewhere. Maury, could you give me a hand?
Sure, Granny. Let me take the glasses for you.
Thanks, Maury. Skink? Is there something I can do for you?
Nah, I've had enough of this party. I'm out of here.
Was it something I said?
Nah, more like something I said.
So, Skink just left?
Yeah, but the damage was done. He knew the comic book was in the kitchen, so he probably came back later and nicked it.
So what happened? Nicked it?
Well, yeah, that's how they say stole it in England. I read it in the book.
Oh. Well, what happened after that?
The party broke up and everybody went home.
Then today, Liz and I went to the clubhouse to look at the comic.
But when we got there, the cupboard was bare.
Yep.
The comic book was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have three suspects with both motive and opportunity.
Now what?
Now we go talk to the one lizard that can corroborate your stories.
Who?
Granny Gecko?
But why? You don't think that...
Oh, of course not. But she was at the party last night. In fact, she was there later than anyone.
So maybe she saw Spike take it.
Teddy!
Skink!
You guys need to wait until we have all the clues.
Well, hey there, kids. Is something I can do for you?
Yeah, we want to ask you some questions about last night.
About the party?
Yeah. We were keeping a super special comic book at the clubhouse.
And it's missing today.
Yeah.
So did you see anyone come in the kitchen last night?
Scooter, you and Spike were in there for a minute or so.
Besides me,
And Liz, you were in there a couple of minutes later.
Well, besides me too.
No. No, I don't think I saw any... Wait a minute. I did see Skink by the door just after Maury helped me with the punch glasses.
Aha! I knew it!
But I don't think he went in the kitchen.
Huh.
You didn't see Teddy go into the kitchen, did you, Granny?
Nope, but then I didn't stand and watch the door all night either.
How? Oh.
So the detective club is at it again.
We're an agency, Granny, agency.
Oh, right, agency. Well, junior detectives, I have a clue for you to consider.
Great. What is it?
Last night, after the party, I stayed behind and washed the dishes, including the punch bowl.
So you think the punch bowl took it, Granny?
No, Liz. Now, you kept your comic book in the cabinet behind the punch bowl, right?
Oh, so you mean when you put the punch bowl back, the comic book was already gone?
Oh.
Oh, actually, no. When I put the punch bowl back, the comic book was still there.
It was?
It was.
And everybody left while you were still there.
That means whoever took it after the party.
So, who could have gotten into the clubhouse after the party?
Well, anybody could have. We never locked the door.
So, our suspects are limited to...
No.
The entire town of Tarine.
Everybody.
Well, first thing is, you can rule out the people who wouldn't be interested in comic books.
And then, we could rule out anyone who didn't know that your comic was in the kitchen. So now, who does that leave?
Well, us. And Teddy!
Spike!
Skink!
Are you sure that's all?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
I'm not so sure.
Well, what do you mean, Lucille?
I mean, I have some things I need to take care of. Meet me back at the clubhouse in an hour.
The clubhouse?
Why?
Because I'm going to tell you who the guilty party is.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions. Now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible. Memorize a new verse and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
An hour later, Liz, Maury, and Scooter met back at the clubhouse. The thunderstorm only added to the suspense.
Oh, where's Lucille? She said she was gonna meet us here.
Yeah, and what did she need to do?
I don't know. Well, she'll have a good one.
You're probably wondering why I called you all here.
Ooh, nice entrance.
Yeah. I think she just likes saying that.
Well, we know why we're here. We want to figure out who stole the Mutant Lizard comic book.
Oh, Lucille, do you know who it was?
I think I do.
Oh, good.
Sit down, gentlemen.
All right.
Who did it, Lucille?
Let's look at a few facts first. As I told you all earlier, there are two things we need to consider.
Yeah, motive and opportunity.
Exactly. So who would have a motive to steal the comic book?
Well, pretty much anybody. It's worth a lot of money.
But not everybody knows that, Liz. No. And even if they did, not that many people knew that the comic book was at the clubhouse, which brings us to opportunity. Who would want to take the book?
Teddy.
Spike.
Skink.
Anybody else?
Not that I know of. No.
How about somebody who just wanted to read it?
Lucille, this is a comic grade certified 9.8 copy of Mutant Lizard number 1.
Yeah.
You don't just read it.
Nah. Why not? My dad has a whole box of old comics in our garage. He just takes them out and reads them, or sometimes he just looks at the art.
Well, but...
But this is a collector's item.
Yeah.
Well, not to everybody. To some people, it's just a comic book. They don't look at the certification or the number. They just like comic books. Our original three suspects, even though they each had strong motives for wanting the comic book, aren't the only ones who would be interested in taking it. Therefore, we have to look beyond our original list.
Yeah, but that makes it a lot harder to figure out who took the comic.
Well, not necessarily. If we consider opportunity, we can narrow it down.
I don't get it, Lucille. What do you mean?
Knowledge equals opportunity.
What?
Anyone who knew about the comic would have had the opportunity to take it.
Ow.
So I made a few phone calls.
To who?
Yeah.
Well, for starters, to your mom, Scooter.
My mom? What about?
Well, I asked her what she knew about the Mutant Lizard comic. All she told me was that you worked really hard to make enough money to buy it. She didn't even know where you were keeping it.
So she didn't help you very much?
No.
Well, not too much. So then I spoke to Liz's dad.
So was he any help?
Well, he told me something very interesting.
What?
He told me that he didn't want you to spend your money on such an expensive item.
Yeah, that's true. He thought I should have saved it for something more important.
He also told me that you mentioned that the comic book was at the clubhouse.
Liz's dad took the comic?
No, he didn't. He didn't know exactly where you guys were keeping it. So I made one more call. And that was to...
my dad.
Correct. And you know what he told me?
Well, that I told him where the comic book was.
Correct again.
Wait, Maury, you told him it was behind the punch bowl?
Well, yeah.
What?
So, wait a second. Are you saying...
That's right.
I took the comic book. Dad?
Mr. Clumptoes?
Well, I was going to bring it back. In fact, I have it right here.
You can see the comic is in the same shape as before. It's even still in the plastic sleeve.
Mylar, Lucille.
Don't worry, guys. I know how to take care of a comic book.
Well, but...
I put on clean gloves and even turn the pages with a pair of tweezers.
Wow.
But why didn't you say something?
Yeah.
Well, it was late. You're already in bed. I was going to have you return it earlier, but you already left. When Lucille called, I realized I caused a bit of excitement.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, guys. I should have told you.
Well, now that we know what happened...
and we have the comic back...
I guess it's no big deal.
I have to say, I am pretty impressed with your detective club here.
It's an agency.
I'm also impressed with the way you've worked so hard. First, to earn enough money to buy the comic, and second, solving the mystery.
We didn't always agree on where the facts led us,
yeah. But
we got there eventually.
Well, my mom used to have a saying, many hands make light work.
Good saying.
Yeah, my dad has a good saying too. Don't take what doesn't belong to you.
Liz, what? You don't have to be rude.
No, Liz is right.
Yeah.
I put you all through a lot of unnecessary anguish today, and I want to make it up to you.
Yeah, how?
Well, first I was thinking I'd build you a more secure cabinet to keep your comic book in.
Oh, that sounds
great, Dad.
Thanks.
Good. I'll get right on it. Just as soon as we get back from Big Daddy-O's, you've all earned some ice cream. Come on, it's on me.
All right!
Here it goes.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. This is a different and a much better way of saying what Maury's grandmother told his father. And the Lizarardo Detective Agency has proven it to be true. God is pleased when we work hard and when we cooperate with each other. So let the hard work of the Lizarardo Detective Agency be an encouragement to you. Whatever you do, give it your very best effort.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.